Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Now, record scratch, your girl Bree, I'm on sabbatical right now, just like I told you I was going to be at the beginning of this month, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. You know, I always come through with something for you every Monday, and today is no different. So I've gone back into the archives and got an episode for you today that really has some gems and nuggets for you as we make our way into 2025. So light your candle, get you some chamomile tea or whatever you want to drink, and don't forget your journal. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
I want to go a little further in this notion that I have been touching upon in the last couple of weeks or months, and that's my thoughts on burning things down and starting over from scratch, rebuilding myself from the ground up, because that is the season that I feel like I am being led to continue moving forward in. So I want to talk about that today, and I want to talk about how I allowed legalism to dictate my life. Legalism is, in a nutshell, just this strict, hardcore movement towards not allowing yourself, like, it's just like a strict adherence to, for example, moral codes or moral guides. It's like you do not deviate, you strictly follow the rules. You like make no type of space for error. You are just very like about the facts. This is what it is, and I'm just gonna do this. There's just no room for error. It's a very constrictive way of being. It's very strict. That's the easiest thing that I can think of when I think of legalism. The world is black and white. There's no gray in between. And so I am going to do these things and follow these rules no matter what. And that's how I'm going to live my life. And that has been my life for a very long time. And I can tell you without any doubt, that is one of the things that has kept me stuck where I am in certain areas of my life. Now, when I talk about this with you, I want to make it clear that this isn't necessarily my truth in all areas of my life. I want to be very clear with that, especially over the last few years as I have been going further and further in my journey of self-love, acceptance, peace, calm, freedom, liberation, abundance, like all of those things. But I realize that there are still certain areas of my life where I have been rooted, like my truth has been in legalism. And I feel like legalism really comes down to a mindset of colonization. As you know, the way that we live, a lot of our concepts, beliefs, habits, routines, thoughts, words, actions, where we live, how much money we make, like everything more or less is rooted in a colonized mindset. That's just what it is. And it makes me sad because whenever I watch a movie, for example, what did I watch recently? It was like an Indian wedding. And it was just very extravagant. A part of their culture, they do specific outfits and dances and things like that. It, overall, it was just very beautiful for me to watch. And when I see things like that, even though I am celebrating that culture, because it's so beautiful to see a lot of these traditions I think about Black people and our history. I don't identify as someone that is quote unquote African, obviously. I feel like all of that, all of my heritage, my roots, my traditions, like I feel like all of that has been stripped away. And so whenever I watch different things and they're celebrating their rich cultures, it honestly, it does make me sad. It really does. And it reminds me that my life is rooted in a colonized mindset, a European mindset. From how I speak, what I think about myself, what I believe to be true about myself, what I accept, what I don't accept, how I live my life, it's all rooted in a European mindset. And so that to me is tied to just this whole idea of legalism. And it's interesting because I came across a quote today while I was doing my stillness with God time this morning. And there was a quote that jumped out at me, and it's from a book that I'm starting over from scratch with this book. It's like 40 days of devotions. I'm starting again from day one because honestly, I'm really trying my best to slow down, finish one thing at a time, stick to a routine that feels good versus bouncing around, trying to find a quick fix, going from one thing to the next. That's where the healing is for me, in the spaces in between all the doing. That is where the healing is for me, and the abundance and the richness of life. It's in those areas in between all the hectic stuff going on. And so I'm really doing my best to just, you know, live a slower life. So the name of the book is Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day. Again, it's called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day. And the quote is, allow grace, not legalism, to be the foundation of your practice. I'm going to say that again. Allow grace, not legalism. So again, we talked about that strictness, that strict adherence to the rules. I gotta follow the rules no matter what, you know, just no questions asked. It's gonna make me a better person. I gotta be the morally best person. I gotta follow these rules. That's legalism, right? So again, allow grace. Grace, right? Allow grace, not legalism, to be the foundation of your practice. And the next thought that I had is that life is a daily practice. Life is a daily practice. I'm gonna let you sit with that one for a second. Life is a daily practice, sis. Does that resonate with you? Because it's certainly when I felt that, I guess, in my spirit, or that was a thought that I had, that looking at life as a daily practice, it shifted some things for me. It shifted a lot for me. And so I wanted to share that with you today, because as we work to decolonize our minds, shift our beliefs, continue this journey of self-love, acceptance, shutting down that critical thinker that tells us that we are wrong, we're not doing enough, we're bad, we're too this, we're not enough of that. Like all of that. As we move forward in our practices of embracing ourselves, it to me makes sense to remember that life is a daily practice. And when I think of practice, this is perfect. Because when you are learning something, do you think it makes more sense to give yourself grace or to have this strict adherence, or like this really limiting and strict and constrictive mindset that says, I got to do this way and only this way, no matter what? Do you see how that was shut down? For example, let's talk about our relationships with God. Do you see how that could restrict or shut down that connection that you want to have with God, your father, your provider? Can you see how having a legalist mindset versus one of grace? I'll give you a perfect example. I used to view God as this punisher.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Whether you have big goals for the new year or are crash landing into 2025, there's one thing you can do right now to prepare yourself. Invest in your mental health with therapy. The truth is, nobody knows what the year ahead holds, but a Talkspace therapist can help you get ready for what's next by building mental resilience so you can face life's twists and turns. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you develop coping skills for handling whatever life throws at you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God was this, that's the best word that I can think of. He is this punisher who is just going out looking to see, oh, is she doing it that way? Is she following, like just seeking to just punish me at every opportunity. That was the message that I took away for whatever reason when it came to my relationship with God. And so I would have this internal battle because there would be some times where I would be like, no, that's not true. And I would lean more into like his love. And then there would be other times that I would be like, oh, if I do this, you know, God's going to strike me down. I know how it sounds, but what I'm not going to do is shy away from my truth. And that is my truth. Whatever messages my little brain as a child or my developing brain as a little kid, as a young adult or a teenager, whatever, you know, message or messages or conditioning that I was picking up as a child or a younger person was that I was bad. I was wrong. God is looking to severely punish me if I don't fall in line the way that these white, because it's mainly white male pastors, are preaching and their message about God. And also on top of that, keep in mind that coming from a single parent household where I was abandoned by my father as a child. So again, or, you know, there was no relationship. So imagine some of the conditioning that I was getting from Christianity and also just the lack of relationship that I had with a positive or any positive male figures. I don't think I had any real positive, consistent male interactions or relationships when I was growing up. So take all that trauma that I have held on to for years. I'm still peeling back layers of things. And this will be the case for you too, as you continue in your practice. I'm still peeling back layers. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm thankful for the layers to be peeled. Because as I enter these new seasons, and again, as I'm burning things down and rebuilding, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, honey, I'm here for it. It's not always fun and cute. It's pain. It gets real and it hurts sometimes. It's not always pretty. It's raw. But ultimately, I'm thankful for it. I really, really am. And so again, that quote, allow grace, not legalism, to be the foundation of your practice. When you are thinking about your relationship with God, when you're thinking about your relationship with yourself and others, when you are thinking about life in general, and if life is a practice, that means practice, you don't have to be perfect. You do not have to be perfect if life is a daily practice. And that's where the grace comes in. Ooh. Like if a kid makes a mistake, you don't like beat him over the head with a shoe. Well, the average person wouldn't, you know, the average whole person would not. They would be like, oh, okay, let's try again. Or like what happened? Let me see where you didn't go quite right. And let's see if we can figure it out. Let's work backwards and see. Or you know what? It is what it is. Let's just keep moving forward. It's all good. It's not going to be the end of the world. You're okay. You're good. Right? So, yeah, just having that grace, and it might be challenging for you. Like if you did not grow up in an environment where you were extended, a lot of grace, a lot of compassion, a lot of mercy, you know, a lot of just goodwill and good feelings, that space for grace that you need it more than ever. You need it more than ever. We all need grace. We all need grace. But my point is, some of us need a little more grace than others. Some of us need a little more grace than others, especially those of us who feel like we are not worthy of grace, who feel like we do not deserve grace, who feel like unless we follow things by the book and think things by the book and don't question and do them perfectly, you know, and then I'll be loved. Then I'll be worthy. Then I'll be, you know, and if not, then, you know, God's going to punish me. God's going to do all these bad things. Like, no, no. If that was the message that you two received based on, it could be like just the conditioning you received or like whatever. I just want you to remember that quote. I want you to write this quote down. Y'all, it's hot in this car. I want you to write this quote down. And stick it somewhere where you can see it as often as you need to. And again, that is allow grace, not legalism, to be the foundation of your practice. Allow grace, not legalism, to be the foundation of your practice. Can we just take a little inhale and exhale really quickly? Because I feel like we covered a little bit of stuff today. And sometimes we just need to take a minute to just ground ourselves and center ourselves. So if you want to just drop your shoulders, loosen up your jaw, release that tension in your forehead, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Let's take two breaths here, okay? Then we're going to wrap up. I want you to inhale through the nose for three. We're going to hold it, and then you're going to exhale through the mouth for three, okay? Here we go. Inhale for three. One, two, three. Hold it. Exhale for three. One, two, three. Hold it. Inhale for three. One, two, three. Hold it. And exhale for three. One, two, three. Hold it. Okay. Allow your breath to just return to your natural pace. Check in with yourself. How do you feel right now? How did today's message resonate with you? Is there anything that you can take away? Maybe journal on, reflect on, and see what areas of your life where you might have a more like a mindset of legalism instead of grace. The world is set up to where Black women, we are not allowed the average grace of of quote unquote normal people, or the average person, I should say, not normal people, the average person. Like, we don't always get that grace, especially as we have so many intersections, right? We're women, we're black women, single moms. If you're a single mom, like, there's just so many places where we intersect. And depending on who you are, how you identify, what you do, where you are right now in your life, you're definitely crossing some intersections where grace is not bestowed upon you like it would be someone else. We know that to be true. This is not something new. And so I can almost guarantee you there's at least one part of your life where you are really, really not leaning into freedom. And instead, you are leaning into just this very strict and constrictive way of thinking, either about yourself or about life, because you're feeling like, if I don't do this way, then I'll be punished. And maybe punished is not the word that you're using necessarily, but that's ultimately what the thought behind it is, right? Things are not going to go my way unless I do it just this exact way. There's no freedom in that. There's no creativity in that. There's no joy in that. There's no abundance in that. It's very limiting. It's very limiting. And so again, I just want you to take some time and think about that, okay? All right, so that is it for this week's episode. I'm so glad that you were able to spend some time with me. I hope that you have an amazing week. I want you to remember that you are amazing. You are worthy. You are thebomb.com just because you are, not because of anything that you have done, nor because of anything you will do in the future, even though I know you're destined for great things and greatness, right? All right, so I will see you on the next episode of the podcast. Have a blessed week. Take care.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.